From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. There's a hospital in Marathon that's just for sea turtles, and it's seeing a lot more patients than it's used to, especially patients with tumors. The reasons for that may not all be bad. In the early 1970s, it became illegal to capture and slaughter sea turtles. So now there are just more turtles out there, and more people are aware of their problems. WLRN's Nancy Klinger brings us to the Turtle Hospital.
The unassuming blue building on the Overseas Highway in Marathon used to be a strip club. Now it's a modern medical facility. The first patient of the day is a young green sea turtle named Eagle. It was found in a channel between islands in the Middle Keys 4 days earlier on September 11th. That's how the turtle got the name Eagle. It's severely underweight and has visible tumors, which is now common for patients at the Turtle Hospital, especially for green sea turtles. Like all sea turtles, they're an endangered species. Veterinarian Doug Mader is looking inside the turtle with an endoscope, basically a camera attached to a tube.
All right, and this is bad news already. That's what we were looking at. See the tumor?
When the vets find internal tumors, they euthanize the turtle. Otherwise, it would eventually starve and die slowly. Mader continues the internal exam on Eagle.
Did you see all the white streaks? That's fibrosis, and so that's not a tumor. We biopsied many, many of those, thinking that they were tumors, and it turns out that that's fibrosis, and that's not normal either.
Mader is training a veterinary student and a new member of his staff.
So that's a pretty heavily fibrous kidney. So this poor little turtle, even without the tumors, is a very sick turtle.
Eagle is euthanized quickly and quietly. The Turtle Hospital finds internal tumors in about a third of its patients with fibropapilloma tumors caused by a herpes virus. Last year, the hospital saw 93 rescues. By mid-September, the number was 140. Some of that could be because the sea turtle population is growing and more of them are getting to the hospital. Mader says the virus is more common in the summer and in warmer climates.
It appears to be triggered by heat. So with global warming, we're seeing more and more of these tumors. There's a certain latitude where the water temperatures change, and we don't see it when the water temperature drops below a certain temperature. We just don't see it.
For 20 years, Mader and the staff at the Turtle Hospital have been figuring out how to treat the sick turtles. There's no sea turtle medical textbook. It used to be that when a turtle came in with tumors over its eyes, they would automatically euthanize it. Now, that's most of the turtles. So now, every Friday, a special turtle ambulance goes up to Pinecrest on the mainland to bring the turtles to a veterinary ophthalmologist who removes the tumors.
We have, you know, anywhere from 2 to 9 turtles with us.
Betty Zirkelback is the Turtle Hospital's executive director.
We'll run her anesthesia machine. She'll physically do the surgery. Then we load the ambulance back, and we'll be resuscitating turtles in the back of the ambulance all the ride back.
Today, Mater's trying something new, putting in a feeding tube. That's common with dogs and cats, but not turtles because of the S shape of the esophagus. It's made so they can pull their necks into their shells. But Mader heard about a new technique from a colleague in Italy, and he's giving it a try.
I'm really happy with that. A new dawn at the Turtle Hospital.
The turtle getting the feeding tube is called Hilda. She had eye surgery 4 days earlier, and the staff is worried that without the tube, she could die of malnutrition and stress from the surgery.
If it works, it's going to be really good to give them nutrients and food and calories and fluid and antibiotics and stuff without having to actually hold them and fight them and force their mouth open, because we can just sneak up behind them and give them the medicine.
The Turtle Hospital started in the 1980s in the saltwater pool of the motel next door. They still use that pool, but now the recovering turtles also swim around in specially built tanks. As they swim by, Zirkelback knows each one by name.
This is Corey, and their backbone is in the back of their shell, so you can see they like that. It's almost like a back massage, and we use that for physical therapy to help get their flippers moving. This is Chance.
The Turtle Hospital is open to the public, and if you're there on the right day, you can actually watch a surgery. I'm Nancy Klinger in Key West.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.